There's a place in West Delhi that is now a slum, but was once a collection of itinerant artists, magicians, puppeteers, acrobats, fire breathers, snake charmers, poets, and singers. Magic was their way of life. Still is, but maybe not for long. Filmmakers Adam Weber and Jimmy Goldblum are making a documentary called Tomorrow We Disappear, the story of India's last magician's colony. And Strange Champs asked them to take us there.
Get ready. It looks like just a normal city street, and you might hear like a faint sound of drumming to your left as you're walking, and maybe you hear singing, maybe just faintly.
There's auto repair shops, there's chaiwalas outside, you know. It's kind of indistinguishable from every other sort of industrial slab of Delhi at first.
You get these glimpses of sound, and maybe you see somebody dressed up in traditional Rajasthani garb with, you know, just the most brilliant colors and shiny shoes that look like elf shoes almost. Right. They're awesome. I plan on buying some. And then you go between two buildings and you enter into, I mean, Jim and I use the term labyrinth a lot. I mean, it's what happens when artists built their city by hand.
It's definitely not gridded.
And we pass by a group of people freebasing black tar heroin.
That's the thing, is that the sights and the smells that you're first confronted with are sort of representative of any other slum that you run into in Delhi. But then, right, you begin to get in there, and it's sort of like walking into like a giant house where all the rooms are open. You're just looking into people's lives, and they're waking up, or they're going to the bathroom, or they're cooking. I mean, just life is out there directly in the open. And you see, and then you start seeing people carving puppets, and you start seeing beautiful colors, just, you know, all those colors of India that you've come to associate. So the blues and the oranges and the reds and the yellows, and, you know, we'll walk by a house where a giant tree is growing in the middle, and it's been painted bright blue, and they're actually hanging puppets from it, which is just insane.
It sounds a little like Harry Potter, the first time he walks through the portal to Diagon Alley. Kind of like you push open a door and you're in a whole other world.
It's very much like that if there were people freebasing heroin outside of Hogwarts. Actually, the first day we were all together as a crew, when we entered into the colony, we got swept up in a wedding procession that just swept through all the alleyways. I mean, if you can imagine, I don't know, Mardi Gras.
It's like Mardi Gras, Chinese New Year, and like Adam and Mai's bar mitzvah.
All wrapped up into one.
Yeah, shot through a rocket ship.
Yeah.
When you get to the core and to the magicians, what's the magic like? What do they do?
Well, it's really interesting. I mean, there's a trajectory that a magic show follows and has followed for centuries. And it begins where they take you out to the street and they find an area where there's going to be a reasonable amount of foot traffic. And they, you know, they pull out the drums and they pull out the flute and they just start making music. And then when they begin to entice in a couple people, they make them laugh. It transitions into a comedy show. And laughter is an even more enticing bring-in. So that begins to bring in their core audience. And then when they have their core audience together, they do something horrific. So, like, we had an image in our video where it was actually the magician father stabbing his son in the neck with a knife.
It was really actually horrifying.
Right.
For all we know, it could have actually happened.
But it's always about also reiterating sort of this, like, the mystery of creation. So you'll take cloth and you'll cut it in two, or you'll take a rope and you'll cut it in two, or you'll take, you know, for a more mature audience, a tongue and you'll cut it in two. And then what happens is that people are just locked in place. They're horrified. And then the magician, acting in the role of the religious figure, will then say, okay, I'm sorry. Why don't I restore what I've destroyed? And then he'll, you know, gather money from everyone in the audience and then, you know, restore his son's tongue, which is actually just a goat tongue that he slipped in when no one was looking.
So they're masters of illusion. Mm. And then also you have some photographs of people doing incredible physical contortions. I mean, they're acrobats too. And then I'm sure I saw some fire breathers in there.
Oh man, there's this one acrobat named Maya who's just this like beautiful 19-year-old girl, and she's so talented. And she loved Adam because Adam's really goofy in the colony. And So basically, when we first met her, she had like seen him wandering around the alleys before and got a kick out of him. So she was like, oh, you know what? I'm going to emasculate this guy because you know that's what like young girls do.
Who knows what she was thinking?
Yeah, this is really amazing. So basically, she hands Adam a piece of rebar, you know, a thick piece of rebar.
It's very thick.
Yeah, it was very thick, to his credit. And she goes, bend this. And, you know, he's, like, really trying hard to impress her because she's pretty. And so, he's like, you know, he's just exerting himself so much. His face is turning bright red and he can't even make a dent in it. And she, you know, gently sort of takes it from him and plants it in the ground and leans on it with her neck. And using her breath, she bends over and turns it into a perfect U. It's just unbelievable.
So was there a trick or did she really do that?
No, this takes enormous breath control.
Her mother taught her.
Yeah, no, she absolutely bent that bar.
Boy, and that says everything about its being a way of life, doesn't it? I mean, so the children in this colony, this is how they're brought up.
Oh, yeah.
They've been stretching her limbs since she was 3 months old.
Yeah, she was born to a family of acrobats, and that's what's so amazing about this place.
Right, so this place, which is representative of like 3,000 years of cultural history, is now just colliding like headlong against this new world.
Actually, the land that they settled on has become really valuable. So the government just recently sold that land to a development agency that's going to build shopping malls and bulldoze the community that exists now. And to bring things full circle, actually, after they bulldoze the colony and the artists are displaced, their plans are to build the tallest building in Delhi.
And that skyscraper has like the rather poetic and ironic name of Rahasia Phoenix.
Rising from the ashes, I guess.
Yeah.
So does anybody care that this place is going to be razed and these people, their colony is going to be destroyed?
I think that's what Jim and I are trying to find out, actually. Yeah. I think that's really what our role is. And I think we'll see. When we show this to people, we'll see if people care or not.
It's so sad that, as the title of your film suggests, their last magic trick may be to disappear.
I think maybe what is the saddest part is that there are a lot of people who are at sort of an identity crisis. Probably, I guess, the most internationally famous magician who practices the Indian rope trick, the famous Indian rope trick.
He was on Penn and Teller.
His name is Ishamuddin. He was telling us that he's not teaching his children magic. If they want to learn, he'll teach. But he's mostly focused on getting them an education and teaching them about the world. Well, at the same time, he knows that through his teaching of the world, he's sort of corrupting them because now the life that he's lived is not good enough. And now they have to go out. Upon recognizing that there's a world outside yourself, you feel the inclination to go discover it.
Right.
This is a unique documentary because it's about artists. So we're kind of thinking about this as what would a documentary be about them if they could do it themselves? So we're there sort of to help.
Adam Weber and Jimmy Goldblum's documentary about the Kathputli colony of magicians is called Tomorrow We Disappear. Look for it in theaters and on the web after the new year. There's information on our website at ttbook.org. I'm Jim Fleming. It's to the best of our knowledge from Wisconsin Public Radio and PRI, Public Radio International.